Honey, hello, hello, hello. Oh my God. This podcast, which is called Seek Treatment, of course, is brought to you by the new comedy series, Z-Way.
Join the hype. Stream new episodes of Z-Way every Sunday at 11. Only on Showtime,
honey.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
Hey. It's Cuckoo Cachoo.
It's Pat Regan.
And
this is Seek Treatment, a podcast
about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. I'm having Menti Breaky today because I'm about to perform for the first time. I'm about to do my show at Club Coming for the first time and stay with me 45 years.
Yeah.
And of course, the good Lord up in heaven above smiled upon me and made me wake up hoarse 3 days in a row, which, as listeners of the pod know, I've had issues with vocal health since 2012.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm like, am I really in a place where I'm going to go to the ENT tomorrow to see what's wrong?
Oh, wow.
And that's spirulina.
I don't think you should be in that place because your voice sounds normal to me. I don't talk about this much, but I minored in ENT at actually Harvard Med. I went to Harvard Med and majored in communications, but minored in ENT, actually. I went to Harvard Medical School.
For communication.
Majored in PR, but actually minored in ENT.
And I went to Juilliard for being a absolutely mentally ill queen. I have my BFA in that. So part of it is that I'm menti ill when it comes to this. Like, I'm just very triggerina. But the other part is that, yes, like, I was traveling. I was in San Francisco. There's allergies.
Oh, I don't think I fully connected that you were going to San Francisco. I kind of felt like you were going to mainly Los Angeles,
Would
California.
You like to hear about my experience?
Not right this moment.
Okay. And I respect that.
Only because we, like, have something else to talk
no,
about.
No, I know.
Like, let's save that for when we, literally 6 minutes, have nothing to say and are desperate for this to be over.
We don't even know each other. The thing we wanted to talk about is, and this is a question kind of for viewers, listeners, sound off in the comments. Are people extra crazy right now? Or have people always been crazy throughout time? Because I think Pat and I are both experiencing a thing where sometimes we look at each other and we're like, let's list everyone who isn't crazy.
Yeah.
And then we pause for about 4 hours before think of a name.
Yeah. And we don't mean crazy in, like, a way of, like, we are crazy.
Oh yeah, no, not crazy. Deceitful. Like, no,
evil.
To borrow a phrase from our friends of the pod, Ruby McAllister and David Odyssey, demonic. I went to dinner with them, and it was like the way they use the phrase demonic was making me laugh so much. And so there are a lot of demons out and about.
Yeah. It's like the famous show Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Mm-hmm, but make it real. Speaking of shows, I wanted to tell you. I watched the pilot of Cruel Summer last night.
Oh, isn't it incredible?
Well, every line was written by you.
Yeah, I know. It was just almost
happy birthday, Jeanette. What's her name?
Jeanette.
But what's her last name?
I have no idea.
Because she sits up in bed and she's like, imagine on your birthday waking up, sitting around, happy birthday, Pat Regan.
Yeah.
The actress, very versatile.
She's, as the series goes, you find her to be such a talent more and more and more.
As soon as I saw, like, the three different versions of her.
Yeah. It's like, crazy.
She's
talent. This is who she is. She is Josie Grossi in the first one. And then she's like, who is she in the middle?
She's like, almost like a mean girl. Like,
but like a nice version of, she's almost like, Rachel Lee Cook's second character. And she's all that, meaning the hot version.
Yeah. She's wearing like a cap sleeve, like long tight shirt.
Yeah. She's like almost like a Jessica Biel type. In the second version, like Mary Camden. When I see those happy faces smiling back at me. But wait, and then the third version, she's Shailene Woodley in Descendant or whatever it's called. Just in that she has short hair.
Never seen that, but I've heard amazing things about Shailene Woodley.
I've obviously never seen Descendant with Shailene Woodley, and I obviously don't even know if that's what
is
it's called.
Is Descendant for teens?
Descendant is...
Is it tricks? Is it for kids? Or is it adults?
It's tricks for
teens.
Is it
tricks or booze?
It's, if we tried to see Descendants, a humongous-ass rabbit would be like, Descendants for kids.
Is that... And that's, say, it would be not with George Clooney.
I can't imagine but George Clooney is in about? That.
He's in a movie called Descend. The Descent.
I mean... We have to be honest that 80% of movies are called, like, Descend. Like, 80% of movies is called Descendia.
The other 10% are called, like, what was Mary thinking? Yeah. Or we're like, no, no, no. Then there's a genre of movie that's just called like Vermont.
And then there's also a genre of movie that's kind of on Netflix that's in the horror section. And it's
The Descendants.
Oh, Hopper's George Clooney's in The Descendants. Let me.
No, no, no. It's a different movie though.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
That's Shailene Woodley's movie.
Oh, but that's not the movie. Wait, this is a true mind fuck. So this is a beautiful commentary. Shailene Woodley is in multiple Descendants franchises, which means there's so many Descendants that Shailene actually had to take on two roles in a movie about Descendant.
Shailene Woodley really came out of nowhere.
She did accept that for me, she didn't, because I did watch the famous show Secret Life of American Teenager or whatever.
My apologies.
That tells a story about like what would happen if... And I remember thinking, like,
is the premise she gets pregnant?
The premise is she gets pregnant.
I always used to love that.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
it's like as a teen, it's like your worst nightmare, and so you're watching it and you feel like, okay.
Yeah, as a teen, it's like, okay, you have to literally tell all your adults in your life that you have sex,
that you're a slut,
and that now you have a baby. But I remember watching that show.
Oh, I had this baby from sex.
There were some really hot people in that show. I think the main mean boy in that show was really hot. 10-minute pause.
The main mean boy.
The main mean boy.
Oh, okay.
Because there was like a main nice boy who I think was the father of the bee.
Okay.
But then there was a mean boy who I think Shaylee, and by mean, I just mean he was like good at sports. But he, I don't think he was inherently mean, but like sometimes he could be kind of mean. And I think Shaylee and him kind of ultimately were endgame.
Okay.
And I think it was like the writers being like, yeah, like she's not going to end up with the nerd who's the dad of her baby. Like, that's actually not what's right for Shailene's character. But I do remember thinking, like, everyone in this TV show is a little bit bad at acting. But
yeah.
And I also remember thinking that Molly Ringwald was in it, because she was. And that's why I thought that as I was watching her in it. As I was watching Molly Ringwald in it, I was thinking, I think Molly Ringwald was in this.
You know, I remember when I learned that, like, what makes a good movie is that the ending... it's either unhappy or unresolved. And then people are like, whoa, that was art.
Totally.
When it's happy, it's like, wow, what's this whole thing?
It's like people have to be like, I love that you didn't feel the need to tie it up in like a little bow. Because that's not how it is.
Yeah, life. And I'm like, life is, no part of life is like any part of the movie.
Yeah, no one's ever.
But is Cruel Summer worth, should I continue with it?
It is. The most recent episode I was kind of, well, so what happened to me was.
That guy's kind of hot.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
He gets hot sometimes and less hot and hot and less hot.
I noticed that.
Yeah. The most
recent... On her birthday morning, he was really hot. When he punched her, not so hot.
And but what I will say is in the most recent episode, he was at his hottest. For no reason. He looks exactly the same every time. It's like, what, is this an energy thing?
Which episode are you on?
The most recent.
And how many are there?
I forget. Maybe 6. I think I watched them when there was 3 out. I started, and then I've been watching them weekly ever since. But what happened to me with this time is, obviously, since the summer, everyone's been shouting in my face, the wilds, the wilds, the wilds, the wilds, the wilds. Watch the wilds. And I was like, calm down. I'll watch it if I want.
Oh, right.
So I never could get into it because it's about young girls trapped on an island together. And even though that sounded good, I was like, for some reason, I never felt like getting into it.
Well, you know, I don't like one place... programming,
but I will say The Wilds is incredible, and I watched it all 10 episodes in 2 days. And then when I came back to Cruel Summer, because they're kind of adjacent, like I was like, I can't get as into Cruel Summer now that I know The Wilds is out there.
Yeah.
And but The Wilds, it's like it's all these girls from different backgrounds, plane crash on an island, they're all like freaking out, obviously one's lesbian, one's
why is it only girls on a plane,
because
no
<they're>,
offense
because they're being flown by oh gosh!
Are they like a gymnastics team or something?
No, not. They're being flown to a girls' summit in Hawaii.
Obsessed.
So they think things are not as they seem.
No,
things are not as they seem.
I want to make sure where things are exactly as they seem.
Things are not as they seem. It's almost like Lost, but make it like girls' summit.
That sounds interesting.
It was really good. There, I mean, some of it is like a little bit LOL. The main actor, not the main actress, but like the main adult in the show, who's like. Nefarious is the one who was kind of flying them to the summit is first and foremost a researcher, and she is played by the actress who was in the ABC show Brothers and Sisters with Calista Flockhart. I'm doing the NC State Wolfpack sign for no reason.
That's also known as like the fun shadow puppet sign, the universal sign for like playful romantic shadow puppet moment.
And she's also was in Muriel's Wedding. I think that's like how she got her start.
Oh wait, what is going to give me my start?
Muriel's Wedding, the reboot.
That would be my dream, of course.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of, it's so, what's so interesting is that I was never kind of in the mix when I was a teen or even a young 20s. So I never got to be on The Wilds.
I never got to be on The Wilds either.
I didn't get to audition for primetime television until I was, I believe, 26 years old.
Did you want to be like a kid actor?
Yeah, my parents were like, no.
You know, it's funny. Our gen... Okay, so our parents' generation was very, like, moralizing about, like, being a child actor and being, like...
Yeah, drugs.
Yeah, I remember my mom always had this opinion, and she still has it, and I hope it's okay to speak about this publicly, but she thinks that if you're, like, under 21 and you, like, host Saturday Night Live, uh-huh. it's, like, a death knell, and that you shouldn't be there. It's too late.
Oh, very specific.
It's too late at night. I remember when Lindsay Lohan was hosting at, like...
It's too late at
18,
night.
She was like, she should be home. Like, this isn't... I'm sorry. I think this should be for adults because it's like a little off color and like it's late at night and she just doesn't. So anyways, but I think that our generation, I noticed a lot of people in my orbit, I've noticed are having their kids.
Shout out to Bessie.
Are really wanting their kids to be in like auditions. And it's like, I think our generation.
That scares me.
Our millennial, it's not people in the biz. It's almost like the people like from college, like the people from like high schools as siblings. Like you always hear it's like, they'll like posts on Instagram be like, this kid's in this CVS commercial. Like it's like little Johnny is in this CVS commercial and they'll post it on like Facebook. And it's like,
oh my God.
Let him not be in it.
My dream is for my kid to either be a visual artist or absolutely addicted to the idea of having a 9-to-5.
I want my kid to be like, actually, I don't know what I want my kid
actually,
to
I don't
be.
Care either.
Yeah.
I want them to be healthy and happy. Is that so crazy?
I don't need my kid to be a visual artist, only because then we would have nothing to talk about.
I just mean like I want them to have something they're passionate about, but I wouldn't wish wanting to be an actor on my worst enemy.
I guess I feel like if my kid was a visual artist, I'd come in and be like, nice painting. How did you think of that? And they'd be like, you don't get it at all. That's not
throw,
how
they throw paint at you.
They throw paint at me. They think it's not how it works, actually. Or even when they were adults, and like even if they were celebrated, like they'd be like, my dad just doesn't really like. My dad's really cool, and like he's creative too, but he just doesn't really get like what I do. You know, so it's hard. There's a disconnect. They would say to their friends. And their friends would be like, oh, yeah, that's hard. Have you tried to, like, talk to him about it? And they'd be like, for some reason, like, I just can't. And I would be trying so hard. I would see him on, like, certain days. I'd be like, so how is that painting going? You're, oh, my God, I love this. And he wouldn't be able to take my compliments. He wouldn't be able to take my compliments because he'd be like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe it's because my parents aren't creatives, but I kind of like that there's a disconnect. That they're just, like, generally proud and they don't really understand the, like...
Yeah.
The littler, the smaller things.
I think that's true, too. For some reason, I think if my kid was a visual artist,
he wouldn't be able to. Sure, and that's a very specific scenario. You're right, and I'm sorry I even suggested that it would be okay.
That being said, if my kid is a visual artist, I will accept them, love them absolutely no matter what.
That's beautiful. Should we take a question? Letters for help?
Yeah, let's take a letter for help. I have the need to do some service. I'm feeling altruistic.
I'm feeling altruistic as well.
I always remember learning the word altruistic.
Altruism.
Yeah.
Being good.
For no reason.
Giving.
I think Mrs. O'Connor taught me that. Shout out to my fourth grade teacher who say it with me, hated me for no reason, Mrs. O'Connor. All my teachers in fourth grade hated me for no reason. It was a hard year for my self-esteem. My homeroom, Mrs. Fates, hated me, made me keep my books in a crate. And then social studies teacher, Miss O'Connor, hated me for no reason. I had a math teacher, Miss Raleigh, who I famously by accident, she hated me from jump. Miss Raleigh, oh my God. She was young, a young woman who would work at like an elementary school, Catholic school. It's always like, okay, what's going on? She loved basketball.
Okay.
And she actually worked before she started at our school. She worked at my basketball camp.
Okay.
And her name was Renee, Coach Renee at the basketball camp. Mm-hmm. So then I show up for school and she was kind of like the mean coach. Mm-hmm. I show up for school. Renee, the coach Renee, is now a math teacher named Miss Raleigh. So I say to her, trying to connect.
Cognitive dissonance much?
I go, and she was like normal at the camp. Like she didn't do anything crazy. But I go, I went to that camp. I know you from that camp. You were a coach. And she goes, well, I'm not the person here that I was there.
Whoa.
Okay. She came out so strong. She hated me the rest of my life. One time when she was coming around checking homework, she had a huge blemish and for no reason I mouthed pimple And she's like, what did you say? And I was like, nothing. I was just dissociating and I mouthed it. And then it was very like Austin Powers, like mole, mole, mole. And
remember how funny that was?
That to me was never funny because I had lived it, I guess. And so she sent me out to the hall and then she came out and was like, what did you say? And I was like, I didn't say anything. And she was really pissed. Anyways.
Fourth grade was when I discovered character comedy, when I became the official class clown and kept getting kicked out of class.
Oh, really?
Because I would make my friend laugh so much. We would make each other laugh so much. It was a simpler time.
I remember everyone like hated me in all the grades. But then like in sixth grade, there was like in sixth grade, there was a thing where like, you know, when you were in a bad, were you ever in a bad class where like all the teachers like, this class is the bad class. Like you guys, people are, you have no idea. Miss Sullivan is pulling her hair out with you guys. So I'm sick of it.
I was never in that. I was good.
That was my sixth grade class, but I was good. But maybe I wasn't. Anyways.
I forgot about how like you didn't change periods and what a rush it was when you started changing periods in sixth grade.
We changed periods in fourth grade, but in a very...
Oh my God, fourth grade.
But it was a very... it was embarrassing. It was like they just were having us switch periods to like... train us to switch periods. I felt like so there was three teachers you would go to. You would be in your one place for most of the time, and then when you would go only to one teacher for social studies and one for reading. But like they would make you stand in such a line. It didn't feel like in TV where they were like just running around the hallways, like going, you know what I mean? I have a recurring dream that I'm in my high school and I cannot find my class that I'm supposed to go to. But stressful. But wait, so.
Letters for help?
Yeah, letters for help. But what was one thing. Oh, in sixth grade, everyone hated me. But
God forbid we didn't get into talking about my vacation I just went on.
No, we're going to have that.
No, like, I literally. It's actually boring.
But doesn't it feel amazing to have it in our back pocket?
Yeah. I did something yesterday where someone was like, so how do you guys prepare for the podcast? And I'm like, honey.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I know. Whenever you do someone else's podcast and they have like questions for you that where they know something about you, I'm always like, I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yet,
nevertheless, we persisted.
But so there was a thing that my sixth grade teacher did where every week, one person, like their picture would be on the wall, like mounted on construction paper because for some reason.
Construction paper is goals. It's the meat of childhood.
In the aughts, the main part of the educational system is mounting things on construction paper for literally no fucking reason.
Do people still mount?
I don't know that people mount in the digital age. I don't know that construction paper is relevant in the digital age.
I remember a specific art class where the whole class was to learn how to cut a circle out of construction paper. Start with a square. Corners first.
Oh, and then you kind of, I'll always remember we had this art project when I was in eighth grade. You looked forward to it. You knew the eighth graders did this art project. This is what you knew. The eighth graders did this art project in sixth grade. You quote unquote learned about sex, but it just meant like reproduction was like in the vocab words for science. We didn't learn about periods at any point.
Oh, well, they still happened.
No, not in my town. And so you would pick out a candy between like Miss, you'd pick out a candy and like I picked New York Peppermint Patty. There was like Kit Kat, there was whatever. Mm-hmm. So you would draw a magnified version of it. You would pick an area, draw it, but then you would take a bite out of it, leave it in a Ziploc bag. And then the next one you would draw it with a bite taken out. And then you take another bite.
Oh my God. And so you got to eat the candy.
You were so excited because you got to eat a candy in school, but you ate one York Peppermint Patty over the course of like 6 weeks.
That can be healthy.
You know, but you get it in a Ziploc bag. But wait, my picture was on the wall for my week in sixth grade, and everyone who was mean to me all the time and like tormented me, like wrote on it that I was funny. And I was like, do you guys think I'm funny? Like, why is everyone like literally harassing me and stealing my jacket every day at recess?
You know what? When you're funny, because my friends were obsessed at camp with spraying Febreze on me, like on my body.
Oh my God.
And they thought it was so funny. I was like, you're bullying me. And they're like, we think you're so funny. And I was like, stop spraying Febreze on me.
Well, my main bully did tell me I should have a TV show.
And that sums up Hollywood for you. Working in the entertainment industry, as we are kind of, say with me, trying to do, is summed up by your main bully telling you you should be on TV.
He was so mean to me. You know what? It's like, when I think about that, that's, did you know, I wrote my newsletter about how cruel teens could be.
Wait, I don't think I get it.
It's fine.
No, it's not.
It's not fine.
You know, You know why it's fine? And this is, first of all, I never want this to change. Yeah. And we all know what I'm going to say.
What?
So Pat here, Allison, has never seen my episode of High Maintenance.
Yeah. To be fair, I've never seen my episode of High Maintenance. And by my episode, I mean an episode from Flash. You could see me. Don't blink
it's
and you'll
miss
it.
It's because he's scared to see these titties.
Yeah.
These big, nice knockers.
I honestly think that's part of it.
Yeah, it's you don't want to be tempted.
I don't want to be tempted. It could blow up my life. If I went straight now, it would blow up my life.
It would change your whole brand.
Yeah, so maybe that would be.
I feel brain dead right now. Is that okay?
Yeah, you don't seem brain dead.
It's because not to like
piggyback
say this again, but I did take half a Xanny because I thought I had more time to sleep. And yeah. I don't want to listen to the, you know, whatever. If you listen to this pod and you think, maybe she's taking too many drugs lately, I say I want to hug you.
I don't think that though. I do. I think it's.
You know what I need to share with you?
What?
My doctor has prescribed me Ritalin.
Did you know? And this is how you know
you
I'm
saw
an
in
addict.
The bathroom.
I've known that for weeks.
You know what? It's so funny because I thought. I was like, should I tell him?
Yeah.
What does it make you feel?
Crazy. No, it makes me feel excited for you. Like, I think that, Ritalin's such a specific thing. I've only done Ritalin a couple times.
How does it differ in your mind?
It's like slightly worse than Adderall.
Worse than it's not as strong?
Not worse than saying strong. It's not quite as rec, I feel.
As what?
As rec, which is short for recreational, like in the TV show Parks and Rec.
It definitely feels medical.
Yeah.
Like, I've taken
Adderall. Do you like it?
Yes, I
think
it's
I
a very
could take
low
Ritalin.
Dose. It's like
I noticed it was low dose.
I do like it, but I also so she was like try to take like 2 or 3 days off every week, like don't take it every day.
Yeah,
because I'm like I told her because of your story, I was like I don't want to get addicted to this.
Yeah,
even though it has been helping me a lot.
Did she? I'm surprised. I was honestly surprised when I saw it because first of all, what I LOL'd myself for was knowing the like, generic version because it doesn't say Ritalin on your bot.
It says like
methylphenidate.
It literally just says like meth in huge letters.
But actually, Ritalin is technically, I believe, and I would love if scholars, doctors, and of course randos could reach out to me and correct me if I'm
and
wrong.
Of course, the people who want to bully me.
I believe that Ritalin is technically not an amphetamine. I think it's a stimulant, but not an amphetamine.
Interesting. So that's less
and Adderall
like,
is an amphetamine.
Does that mean
full.
I'm less likely to get addicted?
I think so. I mean, when we talk about amphetamine, when we talk about Adderall, it is literally speed. Whereas Ritalin, methylphenidate, to me, it's like something slightly different.
I find so far that it's like it gives me a little boost for a few hours.
I mean, it definitely gives you a boost
for a few hours when I take it, and then. It fades pretty quickly. I have no problem sleeping or anything.
Yeah.
And I did feel, I don't know if this is just me because I'm depressy, but I felt like on days when I haven't been taking it, I feel like I've been a little extra sad.
Oh, really? Yeah, I could see that.
So I'm talking, checking in with my girl today.
Of course.
How did it come about? You want to know?
Yeah, but also I'm like, I bet I could have Ritalin. I said that to Angela when I got home. I said, Catherine's on Ritalin. I bet I could have Ritalin.
It's so funny. You went to my bathroom and I was like, oh, I hope I didn't upset him.
No, he would never upset me. I'm always like fascinated.
Yeah. Well,
and then
so,
I actually went to the bathroom today and I was like, she took it away.
Well, it's over there. You're like, I have to pee.
I did have to pee, but I was like,
are you tempted to take it or what is your feeling about it?
No, I'm not tempted to take it. I just, you know, it's, I think I'm always going to have an obsession with pills, with other people's pills.
I think I have that too, to a lesser extent. Like once you start experimenting, you're fascinated by like anyone else's cocktail and
totally.
Like what's out there. Well, it started because a friend of mine was like, I was diagnosed with like adult ADHD, blah blah, and we were talking and I was like, that sounds literally exactly like me.
For some reason I said my friend of mine was diagnosed with adult diapers. I don't know why.
No, she was. What if she was? Wait, for some reason the phrase diaper really set something off. Maybe now I can't remember it. Can you believe I did that painting? No one ever saw that coming.
I can't believe, okay, you're my son I can't connect with.
Full circle. So I brought it up to my psych and what she said was often, it's actually common, sometimes adults who struggle with depression and anxiety, they're actually dealing with some form of adult ADHD. And she was like, we can try it out, girl.
Yeah,
But I famously, Wellbutrin did not work for me. It made me feel like shit.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of an upper, and so I was scared to try any upper.
They say that, but I've never felt that with
Wellbutrin. Yeah, but this has been promising.
What was I going to say? My eating disorder woman thinks I have ADHD, but And then I tried to go on like a completely non-stimulant ADHD medicine, and it had an amazing effect where it helped me not at all and gave me headaches all the time.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it was amazing. I obviously am still on it. Just kidding. But
I also haven't been taking my Prozac, and I don't know why.
Oh, really? I accidentally took double my Prozac 2 days ago. I slept for 6 hours for no reason.
I think it's because, like, I was coming so good for the past 2 weeks. But I did have, like, I would say, like, 2 major meltdowns this past week.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm not going to talk about the vacation.
No, we have that. No, like, we'll just there. The situation.
But what I felt was, like, it was just one of the, after this year, and then having a week of like 7 a.m. to like 3 a.m. like social events.
Yeah.
I was so cosmically drained that I just like started sobbing.
Totally. I could never.
I'm still recovering.
My only thing I tried to like, even when I tried to go to the premiere of Dear Friend, Rachel Shiva Baby, I like literally had to leave like 8 minutes in. So I was like, this is too much for some reason. Like
that was also like still like it was just post-vax and everyone was like on edge.
I think it's going to take me kind of a long time to want to see everyone. Also, Angela was just away for like 3 days on a job, so I was like alone in the apartment, which I love.
That's nice.
But I also like I was so sad, like
because you missed him.
Because I missed him, and also like I always want to be like I desperately want to be alone. I desperately want to isolate, but I get so sad. And I did have a moment of being like, oh my god, I am like so sad for some reason. But
it is nice having anyone else around, even if you don't really want them. It does. You're kind of forced to pick it up a little bit.
They say that addiction and eating disorder are both diseases that like really make you want to be alone. Like they really try to isolate you, which is true.
I definitely feel that when it comes to my eating disorder, like there is no, like I don't ever want to eat a meal with anyone else ever again. Like eating alone is fucking bliss.
Yeah.
Like just being, you know, you order 4 things. You put them out on, I want to be relatable. I'll put him out on a towel on my bed.
That's fine.
It's heaven.
That's
to have a towel. You have like maybe 3 or 4 takeout containers. You put the show on.
Yeah.
And what's important to me is like when you first start eating, you want something on that you're not really watching, so you can really
be
eating.
Totally.
And then as you're kind of coming down from the binge, you're like, now I can watch something that I like.
Yeah. Now let's get into Cruel Summer.
Damn, Danielle. Vacation was also just like constant food.
Yeah.
Constant drink in a way that like I famously love drinking, but you know when like you're like day drinking and then it's just a point where, like you haven't, the drink doesn't affect you anymore.
Yeah,
you're not getting more drunk.
The way you're saying drink for some reason, like constant,
it's British.
Drink, it's not even to me British, to me it's like 1920s.
Okay.
Like he loves the drink, or
yeah,
like,
he's always on the bottle.
Yeah
he can't get enough of the drink.
Yeah
But that's my Ritalin. It's so funny, I knew you would notice.
Yeah,
I don't know why I was like, should I bring it up? You've been sober for so long now. It's not like I'm like, he's gonna take it.
No. Yeah, I don't think you need to feel
that
rude
never
about...
crossed my mind.
Yeah.
But I was like,
my shorts are turning into a literal thong for no reason.
That's womanhood. Womanhood is your shorts being constantly so far up your hole they're in your head.
Hi, you guys. I want to talk about something with you, really personal, and that's one of my favorite brands, and it's actually called Public Goods. We've told you about it before. I really like the aesthetic of their products. They're really clean and like minimalist in a really chic way that actually
gorgeous
makes you feel
packaging.
Interesting for once.
It makes
you
feel like you have your life together. Now, what is Public Goods? Basically, it's this amazing brand that literally does everything. It's a one-stop shop for sustainable, high-quality, everyday essentials made from clean ingredients at an affordable price. Everything from coffee to toilet paper to shampoo to pet food. Public Goods is basically your new everything store, and it's so thoughtfully designed for the conscious consumer. And this episode is, dare I say, brought to you by Public Goods because we love them, we support them. They gave us all these gorgeous products that make our homes look like we have, you know,
our shit together.
Yeah.
I will say my two favorites, I've said it before, I'll say it again, are the dish soap and the shampoo. The shampoo because I like the smell of it, and I like the way it makes my hair soft. And also the dish soap is just works really well and cuts through grease, not to be a total... commercial, but it does cut the grease.
Basically, Public Goods searches the globe to find clean, healthy, eco-friendly, and innovative products. I, too, love the shampoo and conditioner, and I love that they ethically source and obsessively develop each of their products to be free of unhealthy ingredients and harmful additives, which are, say with me, still common on drug and grocery store shelves. Public Goods is committed to making their products healthy and safe for humans, animals, and the environment.
And Public Goods uses a membership model to keep costs low and pass on even more savings to their customers, which could potentially be you. Best of all, you can make your first purchase with no obligation.
And ready for this, kings and queens? Public Goods plants one tree for every order placed, so they incorporate sustainability into every part of the company. Join hundreds of thousands of others who have switched to their new everything store. And this is the craziest part, Pat. I don't know if you heard this, but we actually, you and me, worked out an awesome new deal just for Seek Treatment listeners. Receive $15 off your first Public Goods order with no minimum purchase. That's right. They're so confident you'll absolutely love their products and come back again and again that they're giving you $15 to spend on your first purchase, baby.
Plus, right now, receive your choice of either a free pack of bamboo straws or reusable food storage wraps with your order. You have nothing to lose. Just go to publicgoods.com/seektreatment or use code Seek Treatment at checkout. That is publicgoods.com/seektreatment to receive $15 off your first order.
Oh my God, my truth sleuths. Feeling your best, this is true. It starts with what you eat. Saqqara gives you the ability to not just eat healthy, but truly, literally enjoy it because they have these chef-crafted, plant-rich meals that build a foundation for radiant health, honey.
Yes, I will say that we did try Saqqara and it did feel very, very easy to eat in a natural and healthy way that is difficult for me when left to my own devices.
Totally. It's like you don't have to clean up. They have these gorgeous meals. They taste good. So if you're looking to change your diet, here's a radical idea. What if, and this is something I very much support, instead of imposing restrictions and limits, which is not healthy, you nourished your body and gave it more of what it really needs? Saqqara believes in giving you more of what's good for you.
You want to stay healthy, but actually enjoy your meals. And with Saqqara, you get nutritious dishes that nourish your body without ever sacrificing taste.
So basically, Saqqara is this very chic nutrition company that focuses on overall wellness. Their organic, ready-to-eat meals are made with powerful plant-based ingredients, and they're designed to boost your energy, improve your digestion, and get your skin glowing. I did feel like my skin was glowing.
The menu of creative, chef-crafted, ready-to-eat breakfasts, lunches, and dinners changes weekly, so you'll never get bored. And it's delivered fresh to your door anywhere in the U.S. Along with delicious, plant-rich meals, Saqqara also offers daily wellness essentials like supplements and herbal teas to support your nutrition. Experience the transformative power of plants with their best-selling Metabolism Super Powder. Made with organic, raw cacao, it works to boost energy, eliminate bloating, minimize sugar cravings, and reduce fatigue.
Saqqara has received rave reviews from Vogue, Goop, The New York Times, and more. And right now, Saqqara is offering our listeners, you stupid little sluts, 20% off on your first order when you go to saqqara.com/seektreatment or enter code SEEKTREATMENT at checkout. I really can like vouch for Saqqara because I used it even before we were doing their ads, and I love how they make it feel like fancy and exciting to do these prepackaged meals, where some of these other brands, it's like so pathetic.
Yes, that's Saqqara, SAKARA.com/seektreatment to get 20% off your first order. Saqqara.com/seektreatment.
Amaze.
I just thought of my crush of the week, who it's going to be. Someone I've been feeling so sexual about.
Oh my God.
Let's do a lot of
I have a crush of the week, actually. Okay. Not to be so crazy.
Congrats.
I saw in LA. Here's the thing. If you play, this is how I feel. If you plan a social hang, it's usually like,
I know.
It can never be as good. It can never live up to the hype.
Yeah. Why is that true? I'll always, you know what the worst thing is? And this really happened to me with someone who I will say it for just for your benefit, but and I want it to actually be in, but bleeped.
Give her a second.
Why, that's my, like, why is that like my funnest thing
because,
in the world?
Because it's like it's so fun for the listener.
Well,
because
it also
you're
like,
generous. You're giving.
Well, because it's also kind of like I want.
Does my voice sound weird to anyone? Or are we all actually fine?
Also, I think because then like from I think that from your reaction, then
what is it? Yeah,
it's cool. It's not the same, Allison. Allison tried to say it was the same. Oh my God! Wait, are you like really mad at me?
First of all, you need to know Allison's the sweetest woman alive.
Literally.
And she, also, I think if, I don't know, when you get mad, do you like, what's your response? Do you kind of keep it in?
Yeah, I don't.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I feel no, but like, do you show it?
No.
If you were annoyed with me, like, would you tell me?
No, I just probably wouldn't talk to you for like a really long
Oh my God, please don't do that.
Oh my God. I feel romantic towards Allison.
I know.
Often, actually.
Well, Allison, she's
why
like,
am she I going straight in my 30s?
Yeah, first being scared to see my tits for fear of getting too hard. Second, trying to fuck my cousin.
Now let me say this. Oh.
Thank you for this.
Okay, so this is the worst situation, and it revolves around when you plan a hangout and for some reason it's bad. And this is when you see someone once, it's incredible. You have chemistry, it's fun.
Oh, don't. You're, this is even breaking my heart already.
And maybe they're like in the biz, maybe they're even like higher up than you, and you're making them laugh, and you're like, oh, this person loves me. This person's my champion.
Yes.
And then you guys plan, you're like, we have to hang out. You plan a lunch.
Oh.
The lunch is like going to the dentist, pulling teeth. Yeah. Like, it is torture. There's nothing to say. You feel like you're doing homework. You're on a group assignment. You're like
looking at the weather, being like, what weather is there to talk about?
Yeah. That happened to me with.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? I love her. That. I do love her.
These are bleeped.
Yeah.
That happened to me early days. Love. It's Love Island reference. Pat doesn't get it.
Oh, no way.
We had a coffee that was like, okay. And another one that happened to me. You maybe might not know this girl. Her name's... Literally, I left it being like, we're sisters. Like, it was actually like emotional. Not only did I never see her again, never even heard from her again. So bleep those names. Yeah. Who else that happened to you with? I'm trying to think. It's hard in this post-pandemic to like remember to give yourself time to recharge.
Totally.
Like I stayed in last night. I had some friends I honestly really wanted to hang out with, but I knew if I went, I would be unpleasant.
Yeah. It's kind of nice that for me and Angelo, because I'm such a homebody, like such a never want to go out, and he'll like kind of, I think because he's with me, he ends up going out a little bit less and maybe having the drink a little bit less. Because he honestly doesn't drink very often. And, but I think like he may be used to.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas he, I think, because I date him and he loves to like see people, like I do end up, I mean, not
that's good for
recently,
you.
But it's like, it is, I feel pressure to go places sometimes that I mean, I still end up telling him a lot of times, like, just go without me, but.
I feel like he understands.
He definitely understands. Like, every three times, I'm like, I should go, which, and then I end up, like, it's sometimes good, it's to leave your house.
I do feel like, yeah, when I was with my ex, he didn't drink for a whole year. So I just, like, you know, it was easy to be like, oh, we're just obviously not drinking tonight.
Yeah.
And now that I'm with someone who's so social.
Yeah.
Who doesn't, like, I love Bri's relationship to drink because he's the kind of guy who can like literally have one beer and be like, what a fun night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not, I'm like either,
that's not fun.
I'm like, I need nothing or four drinks.
Yeah.
Which is, Pat's always just like, you're an alcoholic. But I'm listening to a book about it. So it's okay.
Oh, that's going to be really helpful.
It is helpful.
Oh, good.
It's also annoying. I'm listening to this book that's like, you would hate this book because it's actually like, I'm listening to an audiobook. It's like, the patriarchy wants you to be an alcoholic. And it's like.
Does it?
I don't know.
I don't think that's
true. I'm like, doesn't
true.
The world want you to be? I'm like, doesn't my brain want me to be an alcoholic?
The patriarchy doesn't give a shit either way what I am. It like literally like.
Well, you know, alcoholism is no longer like a medical diagnosis. It's called alcohol use disorder.
Oh,
that what does that make you feel bad?
I don't like that.
Oh, what I said was, what does that make you feel bad? Because I knew it would make you feel
I just,
like, be annoying.
To me, I just, yeah.
You're like, that's not what I have.
Yeah, I don't have alcohol use disorder.
You're like, I don't use it.
Yeah, but I still suffer from alcoholism.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? Wait, I had the most I'm having the craziest experience as a gay person in the world right now.
Community?
Not Community. Who actually, we haven't seen Community in a second. But,
I was laughing on the Rach episode when you were like, I was like, is he hot? And you're like, it's actually impossible to tell.
It is really hard. He wears too many layers. Okay. This is my most masked thing. I have the ESPN app. For track.
But look at your cute background.
For track, but people don't have to know that. And so like, oh, I know. But so when, so when like that sound happens, it means I'm getting an ESPN update, and so the patriarchy really likes me at that point.
But and so you're not alcoholic anymore.
And so I'm not alcoholic anymore, and they tell me, fine, you don't have to be one.
Yeah.
And the King of England tells me I don't have to be an alcoholic when my ESPN nap goes off. But wait.
One quick note is that the good news is now that I'm on 10 million medications, I'm actually supposed to drink way less, so it actually makes it easier.
Oh, perfect.
Because I'm like, well, I don't want to die.
What was I going to say?
Sorry.
Oh, so this gay person. So remember last time I came, I brought this.
We need a segment called So This Gay Person.
So, okay. This is actually such an interesting story. It's not at all. So I,
oh, cool.
Remember last time I came here, I had that book, and I was like, I'm so into this author right now, Bill Clegg.
Yeah.
So I get to the end of the book and I loved it. I love the book. I love his writing. Obviously, in the About the Author picture, he's just like hot. So then what I do is I'm reading the acknowledgments for no reason. I never do this. This was like a,
because you felt really connected.
This was a God shot, which is what some alcoholics call it when like a God thing happens.
Oh, I like that.
But it's so random. So I get to the no acknowledgments and I see a name I know and I'm like, oh my God, I know that person. And and I have a flashback of one of my Duplex shows where that person came.
Oh my God.
Brought their friend who I was like, that's hot. And then I was like, that was the author. I follow the author on Instagram. He followed me back.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
To know the gay author.
Wait, you guys got to get coffee or something.
I know. I'm so afraid to message him.
I'm sure he'll be so excited.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I was screaming at the gay author knowing me and I broke
wait,
all
he'll be. I'm sure he'll be so excited to meet with you.
I hope.
If he came to your show, he must be in love.
I hope.
How old is he?
I think he's like 50.
Perfect.
Yeah.
The perfect age.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so exciting.
He's married.
Well, so are you, essentially.
I Google. This is crazy. This, like, I don't think he'll listen. I Googled. I was like, okay, he's married to, like, he's married to a person who's younger than him, but a little bit older than me. He looks kind of like Andrew Reynolds. Maybe this shouldn't be not.
In the no, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
That's true.
He looks, but you know when, like...
If everything on Wikipedia is true, it's true.
You know when, like, you like an author, then you like a gay author who's hot, and then you realize they came to your show, and then
I mean, that's crazy.
He's married to someone who looks like Andrew Reynolds. It's like, okay, like... You don't care about me. I get it.
There's no greater rush than like someone liking you. Yeah. I was like, it's pretty simple. It's really nice to be adored.
Yeah.
I found myself knee deep in Kate Winslet's Wikipedia page.
Oh, wow.
Because I've been watching.
Mayor.
Have you been watching? I forgot.
I did. That was what inspired my
who do you think
newsletter
it?
About how teens
oh,
are
I gotta
mean.
Read that. Because the show's obviously. Bad.
I mean, I like the show.
I like the show. It's bad. The show has done an incredible thing in that it has made one of the sexiest, most charismatic actors look absolutely sickly and have zero star power.
Kate?
No, Evan Peters.
No, I have to disagree.
Oh my God. This is textbook.
He's his hottest to me. In
that is crazy. He is so fucking hot in everything else.
To me,
and when
he's
I saw
so
him in this,
hot.
I was like, I know he's like trying to do a different thing and I love and I respect him and I would definitely like...
No,
if Brian allowed,
his,
like, ask him to be our third.
He's your hall pass. He's your, oh,
he's
my God.
He's so hot to me.
You guys having a three-way with him would be hot.
Would be so hot. It's so funny, like, when you're horny at different times.
Yeah.
Four times in the middle of the night, Brian was, like, groping me. Because he was, like, half asleep.
Yeah.
Which I'm obsessed with. And I was like, no king. Anyways, Evan Peters looks
oh my God,
unwell.
Sorry, that reminded me of last night. So Angela's been away for 3 days. So he came back and I was, like, kind of horny. We were, like, watching, a bunch of housewives and I was kind of like on the couch like,
mm-hmm.
like you know like it's like
making, you're making yourself known.
I was making myself known on the couch and he was like I'm sorry because he had to wake up at like 7 a.m 6 days in a row for our current sleep schedule.
Totally.
It's like okay then you're not sleeping like we go to bed
close.
At 5 like
are you still on that train?
We're slightly better right now.
What
like,
will it take to change you?
I don't know.
It's hard because if you keep doing these LA-based writer's rooms, like, you're always going to get that hall pass. Kind of sleep late.
But not anymore, because I think if there are LA-based writer's rooms, probably now they'll happen in person, which I'm kind of excited about. Not that I am in consideration for even a single one at current, but...
I think you're going to be getting offers out the ass very soon.
I would love if an offer came right out of my ass, as though it were shit.
I would love someone to call me up and be like...
Hi,
I have some good news.
Hi, I'm an author who knows you. But wait, so...
There is an author who knows me who I'm obsessed with.
Oh, really?
She's going to come on the pod.
Oh, incredible. I should have my author on the pod. We should set them up.
Hey. Yep. Straight woman, gay man, for the first time. For the first time it happened. You should have the author on... I can't speak.
I know, I should have the author on the pod. But wait, what was I going to say? So I was making myself known to Angela on the couch. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm feeling really asexual. I haven't slept at all. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So he's like taking a shower. It's like one and I'm like trying to get off my sleep cycle and I have a cold. So I'm like, let me go get NyQuil. So I go get NyQuil. I take NyQuil and I'm like gonna sleep. Then all of a sudden, I think he must have smoked when he got out of the shower. He's like so horny all of a sudden and he's like desperate mm-hmm. for sex. And I'm like...
Smoked weed?
I think he probably smoked weed. I don't know. Sometimes you don't talk about it if he does because he gets annoying when he does. And sometimes if he's being annoying, I have to be like, did you smoke? And...
That's like this morning when I was, when Brian's like, why are you so out of it? And I was like, I took half a Xanax. And he's like, you didn't tell me that. And I was like,
well, it's just like annoying when it's like someone's like saying it's something that's not that interesting, and like you won't be like, you wouldn't know this isn't interesting if you weren't high. You know that's what I mean?
Funny. Yeah.
But then it's like, he'll be like, how am I annoying when I'm high? I'm like, because you talk about things that aren't interesting. And it's like, and he's like, and I don't when I'm sober. I'm like, no, you do when you're sober too. But like,
but at least you know.
At least you know. But so anyways, that goes to kind of you saying it's funny when you're horny at different times.
Yeah. Oh my God, girls, have you heard the news? Literally, my truth sleuths, this pod is sponsored by the new very chic, very fab Showtime show. Say it with me, Z-Way. You know her, you love her. She's hilarious, she's brilliant, she's gorgeous. She really has it all, and now she has a TV show to boot.
Yes, and she's a dear friend, and it would mean the world to us if you ran, not walked, to watch her show, and I think you're going to freaking love it. It literally is so good, and I think I make a little appearance
yes,
at some
he
point.
Does. And I'm sure you're already watching it, and you're like, shut up, we get it. Yeah. But we just need to make sure to support the Seek Treatment family, of which Z-Way is, of course, a part.
It's a no-holds-barred mix of musical numbers, interviews, and sketches that challenge our discomfort with race, politics, and cultural issues.
And Variety says that Z-Way is a fully formed bit of comic brilliance. Yes, girl.
Literally everyone's talking about the show Z-Way because it is obviously incredible and you should absolutely not miss out. It's appointment television, and it's from Showtime and the internet sensation herself, Z-Way.
So join the hype and stream new episodes of Z-Way every Sunday at 11, only on Showtime, baby.
Should we do a letter for help?
Yeah.
We're feeling altruistic. We were feeling altruistic about half an hour ago.
And now we're even more altruistic than ever.
Yeah.
What's another word for that?
Philanthropic. Philanthropic.
I feel like there's another A word that means that. Like, I'm being not ambivalent.
Not ambivalent.
Never. I never feel
charitable. Philanthropic.
It'll come.
Hello, Catherine and Patrick. I am incredibly embarrassed to be leaving a voicemail in case someone will recognize me, but that's pretty impossible. Anyway, I wanted to ask your advice on how to be more confident in the bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Me and my boyfriend have been dating for almost like 3 years, and I'm still super scared all the time to just be like, fucking slap me or tie me up or whatever have you, even though he definitely makes me feel very comfortable with more of myself just being like,
you don't have to say that, girl. He's not
like
listening.
And I don't think I'll ever be able to get over it. And I know you guys, or you say you don't care about those things and you're very confident. So how did you get to that point? Also, what is the youngest person you guys would ever hang out with? Because I feel like I'm being a absolute freak hanging out with people who are like 6 years younger than me right now. But I don't think it's that weird. Like, when you're an adult and you're almost 30, like, doesn't really matter. I just realized I asked you two very unrelated questions, so I'm kind of cheating. But, you know, answer what you feel like. Have a great day. Love you.
Well, girl, okay.
We're legally obligated to call the police and put you on a government watch for your inappropriate relations with those who are young.
Two-part question. I'll answer the second part first because I think one of the greatest joys in life is having friends who are both older and younger than you. So I'm trying to always, I feel like I made some friends who are like 25, 24.
Yeah.
You got to keep Gen Z close.
Well, you got to keep Gen Z close. But also, here's the thing. There's two types of people in this world. Mm-hmm. People that are only friends with their grade and people that are always friends with the grade above, grade below.
Yeah.
And those of us, and I'm one of them, who are friends with grade above, grade above,
me too.
It's like, you're going to, of course.
My grade never connected with me.
Like when you move to New York afterwards, like, yeah, that's going to carry over. Like, mm-hmm. You're going to be hanging out with like the 50-year-old authors. You're going to be hanging out with like the Gen Z queens. Like, you're just used to being big sister, little sister.
I think it's totally normal, Natch. I want to be clear, first part of your question. First of all, I love you. I adore you. Although I'm confident, I did literally last night Google how to like yourself. So it's a journey. Sometimes I'm just like, I go in these moods where I'm just like, I look in the mirror, I'm like, you fucking suck.
Yeah.
I just feel like literally name one good thing about myself.
Yeah, same. The only thing to do in those situations is try to be nice to someone. Because then, like, when you are nice to someone, you do feel, like, high on, like, your own. You're like, okay, I'm literally need to be canonized as a saint because I'm one of the best people on the planet.
It does help. It's tough. The sexy thing, my only suggestion, I guess, would be maybe bring it up, like, I would bring it up in combo, like, on a date night or, like, at dinner or over drinks. Like, not pre-sex or, like, even when you're naked. Just be like, what are your... I love being, like... What are your kinks? What are your fantasies? What have you been into lately? And I'll just be like, what I'll do is I'll be like, Bri, watch this porn. And they're doing this thing that I kind of want to try. And he'll be like, what is it? And I'm like, I don't know. And then we'll be kind of nervous. And then I'll say it. And he's like, okay. It sounds like your boy is really into you. And he'll be like really receptive to whatever you want.
I think people find a lot of comfort in being told what their partner wants. I think that that feels like a relief. I also think that I don't have a lot of experience with this because I don't feel like I have any like specific needs. But I guess I do always ask for them whenever I want them. But they're always like really basic. They're like I don't feel like I don't have a very interesting palate, I don't think.
Part of me thinks, like, you know, because I'm in love, like, Bri could tell me any kink, and I'd be like, of course. But then part of me is like, I don't want to shit on someone.
Oh, I definitely don't want to shit on
someone. But I also want to, like, if that's your kink, I don't want to shame you. Like,
I can probably
find a way to enjoy that.
I don't think it's shaming someone. I think that you have to both be into it.
You know what?
You don't have to be into your partner's kinks.
Yeah, I'm just... Right, you can not... I'm getting tired.
Angelo wants to do sound.
I'm getting tired.
Like, Angelo really would be into sounding, which I would never do.
What's that?
It's when you literally, and I think that if you like this, like, go off, but and I'll ask him if we have to delete this, but I don't think we will. But it's when and I have a really poor understanding of it, so I'm sure I'll be reached out to by my best friend.
By a botanist, at least.
Yeah, by at least
at the very least, a botanist will reach out.
I think it's when you, like, take a little skinny rod and put it up your dick hole and it's supposed to feel good.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah. But also some people, I think it's supposed to feel really good.
Okay.
And some people are really into
go
it.
Go off.
But because of my own, like, you know, squeamishness or like, you know, in the same
way. I don't have a dick, but that even seems bad to me.
The same way I feel scared of small holes, I feel scared of
the ultimate small hole.
Yeah.
Why is it called sounding? I literally thought you were going to say, it's when you're blowing someone, you start singing. I was like, that sounds fun. Like,
No one's ever wanted me to do that. And I respect them for that.
What am I into? Brian goes literally hog wild when I lick below his balls. I feel so powerful.
I'm really into ball stuff.
Yeah.
I always want someone to touch my balls.
I really like getting my, say it with me, tits sucked on.
Oh, interesting.
It feels so good.
I'm sure.
They're so sensitive.
Sometimes Angela will like...
Like nipples?
And I don't like that because I'm really self-conscious about my, like...
Why?
Because I have like puffy nipples.
And, but that's like, that can be hot.
But ever since I was young, I've always that's always been a part of my body I've been really insecure about, and so like when he if like it makes me feel like I'm breastfeeding in a way that like doesn't make me feel sexual.
I don't like what one thing I don't love is that if I try to find a video where a girl where like someone's getting like where tit sucking is involved, it's almost always like I'm like I don't want to see like a breastfeeding thing.
No, I don't either.
I want it to be sexy just because like that's hot to me.
Sometimes, a lot of times in gay porn, they'll start looking at their nipples, and I actually skip forward because it's just not that I don't like it or do like it just doesn't really do much for me.
I feel bad. I want to like make sure that girl feels like connected to and responded to.
I think she knows.
I think it's like you have to be like it's so endearing to be like, hey, I'm a little nervous to tell you this, but like I kind of want to try this because he's honestly gonna like it.
He's gonna like it. If I know straight guys, which I do.
Also, like, you know, if you're in a serious relationship, don't you want to be with someone who you can be like, tie me up, daddy.
Tie me up, daddy.
And they think that's fine.
Okay, so anyways. Let's do one more letter because we ended up catching up, which I think was great.
Mm-hmm. We're not talking about.
What?
The vacation.
Well, we have that at this point now. We could say that for our next episode.
Yeah, we might as well.
We literally can do a whole other episode of the pod if we wanted
to. Just on the vacation.
One day we could do another episode
of this. I think the whole thing about the vacation is that, like, I feel so sitcom-y when I'm like, I went, like, I almost, it's almost embarrassing to be like, I went on vacation.
I really would like to go on vacation. I want to go away somewhere.
You know what I think I want for my 30th? I was telling Brian this, like, as a gift from either my parents or him or whatever. Like, I want to do a weekend at, like, a really nice beach.
Yeah.
I've never been to a really nice
I've
beach.
I've never been to a really nice beach. I want to do a weekend in, like, you know, you see, yes, you see on Instagram.
It's on the water.
So I'm actually talking about something different.
Okay.
Where it's, like, in a desert and it's, like, a spa kind of in the desert.
Ooh, like a New Mexico.
Yeah. I like that. I would love that. Angela said the most crazy thing to me the other day. He said, you have to go to New Mexico at some point. Imagine you didn't even know your partner had been to New Mexico out of nowhere. Like out of nowhere.
Ready for this?
Your partner goes, you have to go to New Mexico at some point. It's like, do I even know you?
Well, first of all, you love New Mexico because you always talk about Flagstaff, Arizona.
That's Arizona, yeah.
That's the same.
Oh, I was so excited. I was going to have, I gave myself the nicest gift last year when I came into a little bit of extra money. I said, you know what? I'm going to invest in, I bought $900 worth of Olympic trials tickets for
three days.
Because you pick, it's a 2-week long meet. So you look at when all the different races
are.
Oh,
that'd be so fun for you.
You pick which days you want to go to. And some really special days I invested in, like, very nice things. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's my own little hobby, so I was gonna go by myself and just like stay in Oregon and like to this meet by myself and just really enjoy
you stay in like a cabin or something.
And then they got postponed
because of COVID.
And so it's been a year, and now they just announced like they're just refunding everyone.
Damn. But you can do that again, right? Or something
in 4 years. In
oh, that's
3 years.
Wait, do you want to take the mic while I go to the bathroom?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm just being like,
Oh, take my. Oh, I thought you were like handing me your mic. I was like, I guess I can do that. Oh gosh, now I have some alone time with my babies. So let me talk to you guys finally about what I'm thinking about, which is nothing. I feel crazy because my latest newsletter was very personal, and sometimes, you know, when you write something personal, it's like the only thing that's enjoyable to write, but then you immediately feel very ashamed, even if there's nothing wrong with it. And I just feel very vulnerable, and I don't trust the general public, and I don't know. I'm trying to mediate right now my relationship with, like, people that I don't know, because sometimes I get so scared of them or like, perception of me, and so anytime I feel like I'm letting them into something, I get very nervous, so I think I'm, like, going through that right now. But anyways, it feels really nice because I'm in Manhattan and I've only been in Bushwick, Brooklyn, and not my favorite part of Bushwick, Brooklyn for like 17 months. And so it feels nice to actually be out of my apartment for once. This hasn't been interesting, but it has been something. And now Catherine's back. Okay, so let's do one more letter.
Wait, can
four.
You all tell we're in person? Isn't it so fun?
Yeah.
Thank you for both coming over, by the way.
Of course. I was like, well, I'm in that place where I'm like, oh my gosh, like a reason to leave my home.
Well, it's kind of fun that we're all... Like, you're so close, and then we're on the same train, so you feel like you can get a lot of good reading in.
It literally is 30 minutes.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's why I love, like, at first when Brian was like, I'm moving to Bushwick, I was like, okay, you hate me. And now it's like, oh, you're my next door neighbor.
I feel a lot, even though I'm so much further out than I was when I was in Greenpoint, like, as the crow flies, I feel so much closer because I was a 20-minute walk from the L, 12-minute walk from the G, and I would,
it's impossible to go anywhere.
At that point, you're always Ubering, no matter
what.
Because it's like, I'm not even, it's like the laziness of being like, I don't want to get off the L and then walk for 20 minutes. Whereas now it's like, I think that I really will never Uber because I'm literally like above a L station.
Yeah.
And the L like gets so much shit and so does the G, but they're not that bad of trains.
Well, the L's better now because they fixed it during COVID.
Though I have to say, on my way here, I was going through something where someone was listening to something on their phone. They had headphones. They were wearing headphones that were not plugged into the phone, which
they didn't know.
No, I think they didn't know. So I don't understand what this person was going through. They were blasting music while they were wearing headphones attached to nothing, but they knew that. So then I actually had to move to the next car because sometimes when I'm reading and I notice a sound, move to the next car. Someone's playing a game that's so loud. And I'm like, I guess after COVID, people got used to like being on the train really alone. And like, I was like, I hope we kind of know moving forward, we're not going to be always doing this.
We're not going to be always alone on the train.
Wait, let's do one more letter.
I'm a firm believer in, like, it's better to be closer to a farther subway stop.
Yes.
Then, yeah.
I didn't know I was a firm believer of that, but I feel so much more accessible now, even though I'm off the Halsey L, which is a million stops
out.
That
is far.
But I don't mind it.
But when I lived like a 15-minute walk from the Bedford L, I would literally Uber from the train station to my house.
I've done
which
that.
Which was psychotic.
I've done that.
When I had the flu, I did that. When
oh
I had
my
the
God.
Flu, I did
I'll
that.
Never forget one time going to buy drugs from this girl.
shout out.
This girl who only could whisper. It was so weird.
Oh my God, I hope I don't have that.
She only could whisper. I don't know if that was medical, but or it was like she had been awake for a really long time or what, but she... It felt like it hurt to talk, but it didn't, I don't think. But she only could whisper. But anyways, I remember like taking the G to this place that was like a mile away from her apartment and walking there because I needed all my money for the drugs. And I remember she was like, wow, you walked her from the G. You must really be fiending. You must really be fiending.
This character needs to be in your,
yeah,
in one of your works.
I met her because she was someone I kind of know as like sister. Lauren,
that's kind of Servideo vibes.
Oh, really?
Her vampire character.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So her voice is, that voice is so funny. Do you know last night on the Zoom show I did, there was this girl I could see was on her phone during it, and I started like calling her out one of my songs. I was like, and you're on your phone, you don't care about me. And then she DM'd me and was like, hey, sorry, I'm the social media person. I'm like, I'm such a bitch.
I know, the worst.
I felt so bad.
I had, oh, I told you, I recently, oh, I felt so bad because it's like we as artists reach to make comedy out of whatever is there,
and oftentimes there's not a lot there.
And I got an up from a person who was so sweet, and I made them feel like I was mad at them by accident in writing. And then I felt so bad. And they sent me a apology card. And I felt so terrible. And to that person, know that I love you and think you're such a star. And I just was trying to be silly and funny.
Yeah, you know what people don't... You're like a true... You're so sweet. I think sometimes people think you're going to be like sassy or something.
Well, sometimes I can be a bitch, but it only comes from fear.
Same. My bitch... it is it all is from fear. It's fear. It just spits so much.
And hurt.
Hurt.
It's fear and hurt.
And oftentimes anger. But anger is just sadness, but right?
Anger is just, for me, anger is really just hurt.
Anger is so much hurt.
Yeah. Okay, so crush of the week. So my first crush.
Oh, right.
My crush of the week, that actually, this wasn't the one I just was going to say. I am going to say my other crush. But I also, when I said, I was like, oh, I have a crush of the week, I then thought, I was like, oh, my other crush of the week is, what's his name again? Evan Peters, in specifically that show. And it's because he has that accent.
That defines our types in such a real way. Like, which Evan Peters are you?
Yeah.
It's like, if you're the mayor of Easton, Evan Peters, like, I respect that. But it's so not me.
What are you, American Horror Story?
Yeah, I am that.
Okay,
yeah.
Calm down.
And he's going to play Jeffrey Dahmer, which I know is going to do things to me.
You know, he also was in WandaVision.
I know. I've been told I should watch that.
You know
who I love?
What I will say.
Kat Dennings. I love her.
Yeah, she's really good in that and also in the Thor movies.
She's good in everything.
What's so fun about that is like she's in this trio with like an older man and Natalie Portman in the Thor movies. And like, they'll post on social media like TBT to set, and it's them having fun.
You know what I love about her? Okay, my dream women, the two women I'm dying to look like and would kill to look like, Kat Dennings and Rachel Weisz. They have the same.
I know Rachel Weisz.
You do. They have the same. They're just like so stunning that it's crazy, and they have such sex appeal. Oh my God.
It's so embarrassing to talk about this, but it's like, having now watched all the Marvel movies up to Endgame, I do think it's such an accomplishment what they've done. I really do think it's really special what Marvel has done. And that's so embarrassing, but I don't know this person.
Really?
Oh my God. I saw pictures of Daniel Craig shirtless and I was like, fuck.
He doesn't do it for me. He makes me dry.
He does it for me, and he did it for me in Knives Out.
Daniel Craig's makes me dry.
He did it for me in Knives Out, and he did it for me on Google Image. David Daniel Craig.
Wait, did you
shirtless.
Watch that movie I texted you that was good about Amanda Seyfried?
Not yet, but I saw that on Netflix. But the problem I have with it is I don't like supernatural. It seems supernatural.
Yeah.
I want to watch that. I also want to watch the Cynthia.
The acting is
not
really
the
good.
Cynthia, the Kristen Davis one where she's like, her husband's like maybe cheating on her with a nanny who's evil.
And who's
looks,
that?
Charlotte from Sex End.
Oh, that looks great. That looks like you'll like it.
Yeah, I want to watch that with Angel because he really likes when like an actress like that is like making choices. Hey, also Angel's other favorite, like, it almost is a frustrating, you can't watch any movie with Angel where there's like an actress who does action moves, because you have to backspace it every time, and he has to look for the stunt double and pause it frame by frame until
he can see.
But I will say at first it was so annoying, but then it's like sometimes like to see the stunt double, it is so crazy. It's almost always like a man in a crazy wig that looks nothing like the person, and it is like LOL.
Oh my God, send me a screenshot.
Yeah, the first one we ever did, I remember, was on Becoming a God in Southern California or whatever, which we ultimately
was
only watched
good?
Half of. It started good and it got not as good, but there was a scene where Kirsten Dunst like crashes through a wall on an ATV and he like froze it.
Me, this summer.
It was fully like the Rock of Love guy. Like, it was so funny. Was like the sun devil, but anyways, my crush of the week is Evan Peters, but my other crush of the week is, you know, I went through a thing over the summer where I could not start new reality shows because I literally couldn't watch any more Housewives in COVID. Like, I just couldn't do it. And so
I watched some Housewives on the plane. I don't know what season this was. It was, you'll know. It was Luann drinking Fosé.
That's the current season. Okay. Yeah.
It was dark.
That's the current. Yeah.
So what's wrong with Sonia?
A lot. But she's so real.
Is she doing it? No. Is she performing?
She is.
An alcoholic.
She's being really real. Yeah.
But you gotta love that in some ways.
Yeah. She's one of the realest people that's ever been on the show.
When she was like screaming about JP Morgan.
Yeah. That was last night.
Oh, it was playing on my plane.
Oh, yeah. It was live.
Shout out to JetBlue.
But wait. So anyways, I just like couldn't take anymore. It's like the screen goes black and it's like Chiron and it's like the housewives all have to shut down production because COVID's happening. And I just like couldn't watch any more reality shows set in COVID time. So that's when I really moved to scripted for a little while. But now I'm catching up and I love Atlanta, the wives, I feel. And so I watched that whole season and it was a pretty good season. There was boring parts of it, but it centered around this bachelorette party where shit went down.
What happened?
They covered all the cameras. There was a stripper named Bolo who Candy Burris brought to the trip in a glass box, a dick in a box. They walked in and there was this gorgeous man inside of a glass box. Then he stripped for them. Then they people had sex with him. But no
at
one,
the bachelorette party?
But everyone was like being cool. Like Candy was like, can we just be cool about it? But like Kenya Moore, she's one of my girls who like, it's funny because Kenya and Portia are both this way. We're like, even when they're wrong to me, I'm like, we'll always stand by them. I'd be like, leave them alone.
Are they married?
No, Kenya and Portia,
they're
no.
both single.
They're both, well, Kenya's going through a divorce and Portia's, I guess, like, we're also going through a divorce. So Kenya didn't fuck the stripper, but the next morning she was like, putting everyone on blast. Like she was doing a fake investigation of like who fucked Bolo. And she's like, I heard voices and sex noises. And then this woman, Tanya, who is partnered, was like, basically Tanya didn't know, but Kenya in her investigation had already established and Portia who went that the sex had happened in Portia's room. And Portia, it's not as big of a deal because she was like single at the time. Mm-hmm. Tanya wasn't. And Tanya goes, all I had to say is I was in Portia's room all night long. And Kenya had already established that like some three-way had happened. Tanya blew up her own spot.
That's juicy.
And then never appeared on the show again. Anyways, my crush of the week is the stripper Bolo because he was so hot. And apparently he has like and they said this was real and true.
Big dick.
A 20-inch penis, which
that
is
not true.
I know.
20 inches is what? Like my whole arm?
At that point.
Can we see a visual on Bolo?
I couldn't. Yeah, let me pull him up. I couldn't obviously take a 20-inch dick, which I'm okay with. But
I'm okay with that too.
Sometimes when you see someone really hot, it's like imagine like being that person, like what it must feel like to wake up and like look in the mirror and be like.
I was thinking that when I was watching the part in Cruel Summer where the popular girl is about to go to the jazzercise class with her mom.
Oh yeah.
And she looks in the mirror, she puts on lip gloss, and she like likes what she sees. And I was like, literally, what does that feel like?
Yeah.
To like what you see.
I need you to watch The Wilds.
Okay.
You know I don't ask for
I'm
much.
Looking for a new show because I finished Couples Therapy. Did I tell you to watch that?
Oh, you didn't. I'm going to.
You'll love it. Did you watch Allison? You'll love it. Also, we want to get Allison a boyfriend. So if anyone knows any single men. Oh, my God. He's extremely hot.
Yeah.
His body. That when it dips.
When it dips like that.
Tell moi. My crush of the week is 3. It was when I saw Meg Stalter and Sarah Squirm for coffee at 9:30 a.m. in Los Angeles, it was nothing short of medicinal. It was healing. They are two of the only real girls in this town. I'm addicted to their love. And my other crush is my dear, dear, dear friend, Patrick Riley, who I saw at the Ace Hotel pool. And we just had the most lovely afternoon, and I felt so at peace with him. And so I want to shout him out. He's a very, very talented musician, actor. Please go listen to his music on Spotify. His song Hazy is truly like should be Billboard Top 100. It's so fucking good. So check that out.
I think. Yeah.
You
know
that song.
Yeah, I do.
So those are my crushes of the week. Do I feel hot today? Yes, because my hair is soft. Do you feel hot today? You look great.
I felt hot, and then it was the German word for when you like see yourself in the mirror reflection while you're walking. Mm-hmm. Not the mirror reflection, the like a window reflection while you're like hurrying to a place you're a little bit late to.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, like interesting angle. But
it's hard with jeans when I see the side angle, and I'm like, oh, so I, no offense, nothing wrong with it, but nothing wrong with being pregnant, but I did kind of look pregnant in that moment. I literally have post-baby body without the baby, which is fine and beautiful.
Yeah.
And I have to say that it's
and
okay.
And who knows? Maybe there is a baby that we
and
just
guess what?
Have.
No matter what my body looks like, I keep getting absolutely fucked to hell. So I don't really care.
All right, so I guess that's...
Are you mad at me?
Oh, no, not at all.
Amazing.
Are you mad at me?
Not even close.
That was mediumly.
I'm so unmad because of how nice it was for you to come. Well, if you're late with coffee, I don't care.
Totally, and that's what I know.
And when you're late...
Because also, even when it was just going to be my coffee, I was like, for the good of the pod, I need to have coffee.
I needed it. Not mad at all. Love, laugh, love you. So if you guys want to submit letters for help, leave us a little voicemail at 917-243-1302. Once again, that's 917-243-1302 to leave a letter for help. Boo, boo, boo. Our show is done.
Woo!
Hey, y'all. So this episode has the honor of being actually recorded in live person. Pat and I sat butt to butt on my little velvet couch and
bare ass to bare ass.
We recorded it nude from the waist down. And we had the best time. And what we wanted to share with you is that we are officially relaunching our Patreon on June 1st. And what you're going to get on June 1st is more in-person, just me and Pat recordings. And so we just wanted to kind of let you guys know that. And you can get your wallets. What if I was like, get your wallets ready?
Yeah.
To give us billions. That's all.
Bye. Thank you. Continuing to listen.
Thank you for listening to us and loving us, and we love you.
And continuing to listen.
And if you don't love us, that's okay. We don't. We wish you the best.
Love
you. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment.